USAA knows dynamic duos can save the day, like superheroes and sidekicks, or auto and home insurance. With USAA, you can bundle your auto and home and save up to 10%. Tap the banner to learn more and get a quote at usaa.com/bundle. Restrictions apply.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. Patriots Seahawks will be the Super Bowl. Oh, yippee skippy. Couple of good games. Not sure why everyone is arguing on behalf of Big Dome today, but I did notice that disturbing trend. Again, I'm Bart Winkler. This is Into the Winklerverse, a live taping on a Sunday night as we just saw two football games that were compelling. The Patriots topping the Broncos. I believe that score was 10-7. And then you just had the Seahawks beat the Rams 31-27. Would have been cool if Nacua was out of bounds so that we could have seen another play, but that's not how this year's Super Bowl was scripted. Back to Seahawks and Patriots. What's old is new again. Like with the Patriots. It really is, you know, Patriots, 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 and then the Chiefs beat them, and it's Chiefs, 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 and then now it's the Patriots again. That sucks. So I want to talk a little bit about that. If you want to join, I'll throw the link out. No plans, nobody coming in. We got Carlos Ortiz on Monday. Carlos Ortiz is how he would pronounce it. He'll join us on Monday around lunch this week. And then I'll come up with some other stuff as, Jesus, what is there to discuss? Should we do a Bucks live? Should we do a Bucks live? Not tonight. That game got postponed, thankfully. Otherwise, the Mavs would have just finished beating the Bucks. They do play again against the Sixers, and that's on NBC. That's a nationally televised game. And then they play, I think, again on Thursday. Oh, God. Tough times. Brewers trading Peralta. Bucks, a complete disaster. And then we got one football game left, and it's going to be as corporate as they come with the Super Bowl, again, between Seattle and New England. Let me just get to the point that you're going to be mad at me about first. Let me get that out first. Because I did not react. Well, I reacted to the Jonathan Gannon news as you would expect I would. I don't want to react to this news this way. I'm not trying to do anything. Okay? Yes, I don't get a check every 2 weeks from a radio conglomerate. That is correct. Yes, what I'm doing now is kind of like contingent on the amount of clicks I get. I need people to be listening to the audio. I need you to be watching on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. I need your listens and views and interactions. But that doesn't mean that I am posting for them. I do not rage tweet. Well, I rage and tweet, but I don't like rage bait. I rage tweet. I don't rage bait. If you are raged about something I say, you're just raged about something I say. I don't look back and say, it worked. Even though I am getting the intended, like, that is the result I need you to interact with me. I'm not doing it just to get, I'm not even doing it. I'm just putting my opinion out there, and the chips are going to fall where they may. So I don't get excited about this Jonathan Gannon hire is why I lay this out for you. And this is not, like, again, I can provide something. Other people, if you want to know what Jonathan Gannon has done with defenses, you can find out that information. You can see other people parse it down for you. You can also find out that information. He was a defensive coordinator with the Eagles in 21 and 22. And then he parlayed that into becoming a head coach of the Cardinals. He's previously been with the Colts and the Vikings, the Titans, Atlanta. Started out as a student assistant at Louisville after he had gone to college there. He's 43 years old. He just celebrated his birthday. Born in 83. All right. He's born and raised in the Cleveland, Ohio. Okay. The tenure with Arizona wasn't great. He was 4-13 his first year. Some discussion if they were going to get rid of him then. Then he went 8-9, 3-14 the next year. Arizona's not a good situation. It's not a good situation. Kyler Murray's not a good quarterback. So he is the coach. He bears responsibility. There were also some circumstances that he wasn't on board. Look, this is the problem. This is the same thing with McDaniel and Tua in Miami. Is Jonathan Gannon a bad coach? Or was he unable to coach Kyler Murray in the backups? Was he unable to get the most out of them? Is Mike McDaniel a bad coach? Or is Tua that bad? A lot of times we only see the coach and the quarterback with one of the other person. So it's hard for us to, like, it's hard for us to totally know. And I think some of the reason LaFleur gets the benefit from people is, and this is where I would argue on him too, you know, Aaron Rodgers was here, but I don't think LaFleur had anything to do with that. Love, I think Love's very good. I still think Love has looked like the best quarterback in the playoffs. You know, there was this tonight, good back and forth between Darnold and Stafford. But Love's look good. And then when Malik Willis has come in, he's done, you know, he's done well. So again, how much do you attribute that to LaFleur? How much do you attribute it to coaches? It's hard. It's hard to find out where that line is. Okay. So if you are, I don't know if Jonathan Gannon's going to be a good defensive coordinator. And I'll say that too. I don't know. He might be good. He might not. What I didn't like about the hire was the Matt LaFleur angle on it. And again, this is my opinion, and it may be wrong, okay? And it may never be proven to be wrong, or sometimes it can be proven to be wrong. Justin says, sometimes a coordinator can't be the coach. Maybe that was the case here. Maybe it's still the case with LaFleur. I don't know. But here's why I immediately did not like the hiring. Not because I drank all the Jim Leonard juice that all you guys were drinking over the weekend. Not because of that. But because Jonathan Gannon, to me, feels like the safe play. You know, would I have loved Al Harris? Sure. Would I have been excited for Jim Leonard? Yeah. Not. I would have been excited for Jim Leonard. I would have been anti. Remember when Sam Decker was a Buck for like a half hour? We get too much. So this is one of these. This is another. I'm very introspective tonight. This is another Bart take where it's like, I'll allow you a little bit, but don't go full. You know, that is something that I wish I could change, but it would have annoyed me. But that would have only annoyed me because of my annoyance. Oh, you like Jim Leonard too much. I mean, he's a good defensive coordinator. What's not to like? And yes, the Wisconsin ties. What I don't like about the hire is to me, it feels like LaFleur not only went with the safe move, but went with what guy can I get that I can still have control over? That's what it felt like to me. Matt LaFleur hiring Gannon. Feels like I want to bring somebody in here that can help with the defense, which should be the requirement, but I got to make sure he's not someone that the players are going to gravitate towards. I got to bring a guy in here who I'm still comfortable in my standing. I'm still the leader of this football team. So that's why I did not like the hire in that term. Will he be a good defensive coordinator? He could be. I would have been more excited for other guys. You got a former head coach that is now going to be focused just on the defense. I do kind of like that. So I do like when a guy goes and does more and then comes back and can specialize. Like, I would have loved Saleh last year when he went back to San Francisco, and now he's going back to be a coach. I like when these guys can, like, refocus. You know, in radio, if you take a host who's also the program director or he's doing other stuff, and then he goes to a station and you're like, you're just host the show. Focus on what you're the best at. Focus on what you're good at. Don't worry about the scheduling and the structure and the promos and all that. Just focus on what you're good at. Sometimes when you go and take on more and then are reeled in to do less, then you put more into the less, and then the less is more. So that would be my thought on that. So I think this hire can play. I think there's some of you guys are excited. Cal's into it. Some of you guys are excited here. First reaction is, of course, this is going to be the guy that Matt LaFleur is going to hire. Now, I really, really want to reiterate, I am not just doing that because I have a Matt LaFleur angle, and I must always shit on Matt LaFleur. I hope this works out. I obviously hope he wins a Super Bowl.
If you, your parent, or spouse served in the military, you could join our family. Our members saved an average of $70 a month on auto insurance when they switched. Tap the banner or visit usaa.com/join today to check your eligibility. Restrictions apply.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm not going to spend the next 3 to whatever years pouting against the Packers. I would love to see LaFleur win a Super Bowl. I would love to see him take all the things that I don't think he does well and suddenly do them well. If Matt LaFleur wins a Super Bowl, yeah, Micah Parsons, Tucker. If Matt LaFleur wins a Super Bowl, it will be because he's done something different than he's done these previous 7 years. Maybe Jonathan Gannon's part of that. Maybe he's part of that. Maybe he's part of the something different. To me, it feels very Packery. To me, it feels very Matt LaFleur-y. And these are not things that I'm saying as compliments, because I do think that the Packers have gotten into this status quo where they're happy with this. This is good. They don't want to change it because it could be worse. But they don't need it to be better because this, what you're getting, is good. So that's what I'm not into with the hire. Okay. I feel like it's very safe, very Matt LaFleur. There's got to be some risk element here. Like, high reward, high risk, high reward. We're just doing, I don't know. We'll see. I can't judge. I'm not going back and watching Eagles tape from 4 years ago. I know what they did in Arizona. It wasn't great. Again, a lot more problems than just the coach. He's had some instances on the sidelines that have not looked good. We all saw maybe a video from Hard Knocks where he's not a great motivator. But, you know, I'm not going to let 2 clips dictate how I feel about a guy. I'm letting 7 years of watching Matt LaFleur be the coach dictate how I feel about this hire. So just a couple of things to get out there right away, just to kind of reset with everybody, those that are maybe back in on the pod more now that I'm cranking them out more, or maybe seeing podcast Bard for the first time. Third person, nice. Bardy doesn't like doing that. But I don't do things for clicks. If they get clicks, great, and I need them to, but I'm not doing them solely for the clicks. I'm not anti-Matt LaFleur because I think it's good for my brand. My brand is, if anything, I need to be like, oh, I love Matt LaFleur. But what I don't like is that a lot of people see this hire. I'm going to say something, and this is what the problem is. I'm going to say something. I think my problem with a lot of people I've been talking to is I'm a critical thinker. Okay. And that doesn't mean I'm anti everybody all the time. I'm a critical thinker. I'm not going to see something and then just parrot out the talking points from my leaders. I'm talking about football, but also that. I'm not just going to blindly like everything the Packers do. And I feel there's too many of you doing that. So then I'm not even fighting about, is this a good move? Is this a bad move? I'm just arguing about, like, just take a day to think about it. I spit out something right away. I was like, LaFleur, what the fuck? Oh, Kyler, I don't know. Take a day. See the news. Take a day. Oh, the Packers did it. Must be good. Packers kept LaFleur. Must be good. Packers fire LaFleur. Oh, you had to go. No. Don't do that. Don't do that. We are brought to you by Happy Place M. Promo code BART. 25% off each and every order. I will be taking a gummy prior to bed tonight. You know what? Maybe I'll take a... Sometimes I take a sleep gummy and also like a... Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do a sleep gummy and I'll do one of the red ones. You can get your gummies. You can browse happyplacehemp.com. Promo code is BART. 25% off each and every order. And a special... not a shout out. A complaint. I don't know if I should be doing this, but I tell you guys about Dan Shaney. Do you know what happened to me and Dan Shaney? My rates changed and he didn't tell me. They went lower. They're $25 lower every month. I didn't do anything. I didn't tell him to lower my rates. They just got lowered. I didn't tell him. But he didn't tell me. Dan, I don't like an unexpected lowering of the bill. Nah, I'm just kidding. Dan's the best. And that's good news. DanShaney.com. Hot Take Jake has decided to enter the chat. Let me just rip through some comments, and then I will rip through you, Jake.
Pew, pew. Explosions.
You want a sound effect?
No, I was quoting our new defensive coordinator.
Oh, I have
seen that clip, right?
Yeah.
Where when he's meeting these guys for the first time and they all look like, Jesus Christ, get me the fuck out of here now. Like, That's, yeah, can't wait.
Clips aren't great. All right, just some of the comments. George in Arizona. Glad the Seahawks won over the Rams. Can't stand Sean McVay running up and down the sidelines like a madman and acting like he's on speed 24/7. Patriots had the easiest track to the Super Bowl ever. Holy shit, did they. Playoff Herbert, whatever Stroud is, Jared Stidham, but now the Seahawks, who should smoke them. Although if the Patriots win, it'll be like, and then Sam Darnold. Rams need to fix their special teams big time, cost them the whole season. Very costly fumble on the punt. Rock Talk, are you going to see Death Cab July 11th? That is the plan. Also, I think the tailgate should be the following weekend. I'm eyeing a July 18th Winkler versus Brewers tailgate.
Ask ChatGPT what the hottest day of the year is going to be and just do that day.
It's got to be a hot day like last time. But it is a Saturday game in the afternoon. So 3 on a Saturday against the Marlins. And the World Cup third place game happens that night. The finals the next day. So boycott. I think I think that's a good day. So
boycott the cup.
That's what I'm thinking of. Other than that, hot take Jake.
Hey. So yeah, I'll go through the games from today. I was just getting pissed off watching them because Green Bay is at least as good as every team that played today. And it is so annoying that we're sitting here watching it because we had to watch yet another historic choke job. And just now I look at it and nothing has changed. Like, we are bringing back essentially the same staff. We're probably, I don't know, maybe staying level as far as the type of defensive coordinator. You're bringing in a guy that runs a very similar scheme. So much zone. They don't really blitz. It's all reliant on your front four pressure, which outside of Micah, that just doesn't happen for Green Bay. So we didn't change the structure of the GM coach. Like, literally, they're just running it back with no consequences. So, yeah, I mean, I'm expecting really, really similar results next season. With good health, they'll make the playoffs, probably lose in a really stupid way. And people will be like, well, you know, next year, that's going to be it for LaFleur. That's his last chance. And then some other bullshit excuse will happen. And, yeah. But, hey, Sam Darnold, credit to him. I never saw it happening for him. But hilarious to Minnesota, because I think they're a team that maybe could have been in this position had they kept him. You win 14 games with the guy, and not only do you dump him, but you dump him for the biggest ass clown imaginable. Like, you dump the guy you won 14
games.
I'm not
out yet on J.J. McCarthy.
No?
And I'm still not out on Justin Fields.
Brother, I love your loyalty, but...
And I'm still not out on Bryce Young.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes it works out. The Patriots moved on from Drew Bledsoe to Tom Brady. That worked out okay. I don't think it's going to go the same way in Minnesota. But, yeah, that was hilarious. The Jonathan Gannon thing, though, is I can't – you took some of my thunder there with the point about this was a hire where, again, it's unquestioned that, like, these guys are not going to, like – gravitate towards him as a personality. My best friend lives out in Arizona. He's a huge Cardinals fan. And when it was first rumored that, like, the Packers might be looking at him, he immediately texted me and he was just like, dude, if this happens, good luck. Like, the players hated the guy, couldn't stand the guy. Didn't he strike somebody on the sideline this year?
He hit Amari DiMercato.
Yeah. Like, and then you see all the videos of him trying to, like, be a leader, and it's just like a really bad Tony Robbins impression. And it's just Matt LaFleur hired the one guy who's more cringe than he is in the NFL. So hats off to him on that.
Well, and what I said about, I've said this about the Browns forever as I bring in Craig Thompson to the show, Craig.
Hey,
what I've said about the Browns forever was that the year that Flacco got them into the playoffs, they should have just brought him back. But they wanted to try Deshaun Watson again, and they couldn't have Flacco there because the fans would have been like, put in Flacco. We hate Watson. LaFleur does not want somebody who we're going to be like, you know, and even with like Halfley, who, again, people are like, oh, you probably hated the Halfley hire when we hired him. Boston College was no good. Whatever you guys are doing with Jeff Halfley, I know we had a couple good games, and it's like watching a guy do their first 15 plays and be like, what a genius coach, and they can't do shit the rest of the game. So I don't know. Craig, what's up with you tonight?
Not much. I have this crazy idea in the back of my head that Jim Leonard didn't want to be the defensive coordinator because he just didn't want the pressure of the whole fucking state of Wisconsin being like, yeah, Jim Leonard. I honestly think that what could happen is that Leonard goes and does this thing. I don't think he's going to be the head coach anywhere. Who knows? The Raiders could do something crazy, or the Browns. I see they started looking for a coach. But I bet you in 3 years, we'll be back here again, but we'll be talking about Leonard wanting to be the head coach, and then something's going to happen with that guy. Because I can't. He doesn't want to be the defensive coordinator here. And then with our hire, I just wish we would have gone. It would just been nice to do something like outside of the box.
Yeah,
you know,
there was
just
so many guys
like,
available.
Holy, Everybody's like, well, we got to take a guy. We're so close to the Super Bowl, but all right. Well, Jim Schwartz is out there. Hire Jim Schwartz. I mean, the guy's a prick. His defense in Cleveland was awesome.
But we could have done like, all right, who I should have done this when Halfley left. I should have been like, all right, who's going to be the defensive coordinator? Well, let's take a look. Who out there is in his mid-40s is not like super ugly because LaFleur is discriminate against ugly people. I don't know. I'm working with something here. I guess we still have Bisaccia.
I like the theory.
He's hiring models.
Bart, by the way, I know it was kind of said in jest, but I think you're 100% correct that if Matt LaFleur looked like Andy Reid, he would have been gone years
ago. If Matt LaFleur and Mike McCarthy were just different looking, Mike McCarthy would probably still be the coach here. If he looked like LaFleur that whole time.
Solid take.
He wouldn't have got run out of Dallas.
What?
Yeah. I hate the take because no one will admit it, and how can you? But if Matt LaFleur was a fat, he wouldn't be the coach.
Hey, speaking of Big Mike, him and Rodgers going to reunite, you think?
How could that even happen? Because it was... Well, the rumor was that Rodgers ran him out of town here.
Well, yeah, but then it's like, you know, those couples that get divorced and then remarry.
Yeah, okay. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. And, like, I think Rodgers having to spend years with LaFleur, like, in this little bitch, I gotta deal with this guy. Like, I think it's you forget or you don't realize what you have till it's gone. It's like CM Punk coming back to WWE. He goes to a shit organization.
From McCarthy's standpoint, like, Pittsburgh's no good. They don't have anyone. What are they going to be next year? So McCarthy's just like, all right, grab me a rookie. You know, I can see what I got in this Will Howard. Probably not much. I'll invest a year into him. Give me a rookie in here. You know, he can learn behind one of the greatest. And McCarthy's going to be laughing his ass off after every Rodgers touchdown or mistake because he knows this is a one-year thing. You know, it's just going to be a 1 year. There's no way it's more than that if it happens. So McCarthy's going to be having the time of his life.
I love your McCarthy impression, but if I remember correctly, when you do it for long enough, it starts to sound like Brett Favre. Like
Brett Favre?
Yeah, it slowly morphs into that.
We got 2 years invested in Brett Hundley. We got 3 years invested in Joe Callahan. I just thought it was the money going to the volleyball team. I didn't know.
See, we're getting just kind of flows right into it.
How could I know?
No, but you know, you made a point too about Leonard where when you were talking about Watson and Flacco, like that's 100% happening if Leonard is here and they have a good defense and maybe the Packers are just kind of like in the middle. You know, the fans, everybody's going to be calling like just make Leonard the coach. Yeah, LaFleur doesn't want that smoke.
The Packers could hold a team in the preseason to 10 points.
Yep.
And the calls for Leonard to be the coach would have been the loudest shit you've ever heard.
100%.
There's no way he could have been here. Not under LaFleur.
No.
This is the radio business is full of guys of Matt LaFleur. They're not going to hire anybody that is good, that could take their spot. They're going to hire people that they can keep at bay. And that goes for not just radio. That goes for a lot of the world. If you're good at what you do, you got to do your own thing, man. Because no one's going to hire you because then they're going to get taken over by you.
This is true. If you run like a department of a business, like, yeah, you want to bring in a great team, but only a great team that's going to make you look good. Like, you don't want to bring in the guy that'd be like, oh, maybe he could do this job better than you. Totally get it.
Horvat says, remind the people of my 2-0 weekend. Horvat had the Broncos to cover. And he must have had the or what was this one? I don't know. Seahawks Patriots. What's your pick, Craig, on the Super Bowl?
I'm gonna have to go with the Seahawks.
Does this suck? This Super Bowl sucks.
I'm just not interested.
I mean, I just saw it.
Reverse. It might be the reverse. I might just sit and watch Bad Bunny just to bump up the halftime ratings just because.
You know, is the Super Bowl really that good that often? I feel like a lot of years, I just kind of like, it's
growing up, I remember it was always lopsided, but then it got pretty good.
The Super Bowl, I just feel like I always watch the last 5 minutes or so, or really get into the last 5 minutes.
Well, you wouldn't have wanted to do that last year. You would have thought the Chiefs were the greatest team in the world.
Yeah. Well, but also I think I don't really care for the spectacle and just how everything is, you know, it's 5 hours long. The game ends up being 5 hours long and the commercials, like.
Well, thank you for bringing that up, because that brings us to our next topic here on Into the Winklerverse, Hot Take Jake and Craig.
We call that a segue in the industry.
Yeah. Should I do an with you guys? I could. Look, this fucking game in the morning or afternoon, Patriots and Broncos.
Brutal.
But it was a snow game. And it was beautiful. And they didn't know how much snow was coming, and it happened so quickly. And, like, that's what football should be. But now I'm seeing this take. And this is a newer take where a trip to the Super Bowl shouldn't be decided by inclement weather conditions. Wow. So now, with all these domes happening, now I've noticed there's a lot of people tweeting about this today, people that I wouldn't have expected, but just tweeting like, oh, we love the weather, but that's for regular season. If it's a trip to the Super Bowl on the line, you should, what, so you could see Jared Stidham on turf? Patriots would have won by 30 if this was in ideal conditions. That was the only reason they had a chance. Yeah. So, terrible take. I do feel like Big Dome is now, see, this is what I'm going to say it again. And this is Barty and his feelings episode, like they all are, but you guys hate me for my takes, but they're my takes. I'm not bought and paid for by no man. Okay. Now you can advertise on the show and we'll talk about your product and I'll use your product and your product's great. Dan Shaney saved me money, like I said, and Happy Place Hemp going to get me high tonight. Okay.
Yeah, you're going to go to another dimension if you take a sleep and one of those strawberries.
I'm going
to
drift.
For sure.
There you go.
I'm drifting.
Nothing better.
But no one's going to pay me to be like, hey, we got a lot of anti-dome. Can you be pro-dome? And now that's such a minor example, but that's how social media is working these days. That's how people on ESPN are working. They're doing the bidding of their talent agency they work for.
As an old guy, I'm kind of pro-dome. I'm not going to lie. Like, going to a game at Lambeau low-key sucks. I've had this take before.
Well, we're all pro-dome, Jake. I mean stadium.
Hi-o.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Well, actually, you know, I had a friend that being was the talking oldest, about how... Everybody is building a dome now, right?
Hold on, I need the snow as white as Craig's beard. What, Craig?
They say being probably the oldest man in this little triangle of love. I like the outdoors.
Yeah,
I'm with you, Bart. Like, I thought that game today in Denver, that Denver game, was awesome. All of a sudden, just out of nowhere, that it just became just a great game because of the snow.
You know, when you watch really old football and the goalpost is at the beginning of the end zone at the front on the goal line, and you're like, how could that have been? And we look back and it was so dumb. Or even looking back and seeing baseball field, like, we're going to look back at outdoor stadiums and be like, why'd they do that, huh? With outdoor playing football outdoors, is these people are acting like it's smoking on an airplane. No, it's good. We want this. Come on, man.
Not in January.
When are you supposed to put the dome on Lambeau then?
I'm for it.
Will that be this, what's his name? The new top or the
policy?
Yeah, policy. Is that his?
Yeah, but Packer fans are so fucking stonewashed by these guys. If policy's like, hey, let's put a dome on, Packer fans will be like, oh, yeah, great there, eh? Can Matt LaFleur kiss me there, eh?
Well, considering the average age of the fans at Lambeau is 72, they'd probably be for it.
All right, since I'm just ranting and raving, let me bring up this take again, because this take needs more. I'm throwing shit at the wall today. What's going to stick? This one needs a stick. We need, and again, this is with all due respect, okay? But if you're of a certain age, you should sit in your own section at Lambeau Field.
Segregation, bring it back.
Just for this one thing. Okay?
Yes.
We need, you could sit in 120 and 121 and 122, and you can all sit down. In fact, we'll even let you sit indoors. We'll actually make those indoors. So we'll add a little office on the field, like how they added that office in the office, Jim's office, which came out of nowhere and they never explained it. We'll just put some glass up, okay, in the three sections. So the rest of the people will accommodate to you, since that's all we ever do around here. But you can have your three sections. You can sit down as much as you want. No one's going to be in the, you know, no one's going to be leaving. Fourth quarter, that'll be empty because you guys got to beat traffic. We got to stop letting people come to Packer games that they feel like it's a chore to be there because they got on the season ticket list.
I like this. I think we can spitball some other ideas off of this. Like,
yeah,
you know, if you're going there with a kid, you go and sit in the family section. I think if you're a larger individual, like, we should promote health and make you sit all the way at the top. So you got to take the stairs all the way to the top. Like, there's something to this here.
Well, now we're just getting crazy. Only men should vote for the board of directors. Just kidding.
Yeah. You're going to get flagged.
I know. I'll probably get promoted by this shit. What happened to TikTok today? What the fuck?
TikTok going on now?
Oh, yeah. Choose your fandom sections. At the very least, just be like, hey, this is a stand up if you want section.
Yes.
And this is a you can sit down section. But then people are going to be like, I'm not giving up these sheets. I've been sheets have been in my family since they played at Green Bay East. You understand? Just sit over there, Gerald.
Well, or here's, I think you could also, if you could dispute the seat, like, you don't want to leave, but you have to fight for it. Like, straight up, put them in a pit, winner take all. And it's not like you lose tickets to the game. You just have to go to a different section if you lose.
Yeah.
Three people in the pit, one knife, winner takes all.
Yeah, we need to have the same kind of, like, at concerts. There's a place you can go stand, and you can also buy seats.
Like, or if you go to, like, a wrestling show, you'll see people wearing championship belts. I feel like if you wear that to the show, you should have to defend it if someone challenges you. So kind of same thing. You have to defend your season tickets, and then you'll get the real hardcore fans that are close and, like, you know, in on the action, because those are the, you know, the crazy ones that'll kill for those seats, quite literally.
Short story long, something's got to change, because that atmosphere is no fun.
We don't do change in Green Bay. We just kind of keep things the same. Just let it ride. That's
do you
it.
Know how many to do you know how many other stadiums I've been to?
Like, humble brag.
Yeah. I've been to 16, 17 of them.
How many do you remember?
Every time I leave there, I'm like,
four.
Man, those fans were great. Wow, they were intense.
Yep.
You go to a Packer game, what do people do when they leave? They write letters to the editor for the fucking Post Crescent that then they put on the first page. Charlotte fan had good time at Packer game. Top story at 10. Fuck you.
Yeah, like I got, you know, they were so accommodating there. I walked up to a tailgate. They gave me a brat and an HJ and like, you know, it's kind of, yeah, I don't like it either. I don't like that environment.
People keep telling me if you don't like the Packers, go root for a different team. You know what? Maybe I will.
You know, the saddest thing about the two losses to the Bears really, I mean, the losses to the Bears hurt, but the electricity in the stands that the fans had in the Bears game or the at Soldier Field, that was even more depressing because I've been to Lambeau plenty of times and I don't remember that energy. The last time I felt that kind of energy at Lambeau was when Favre was right, you know, the Favre projection up to the Super Bowl. And then those two years or so after the Super Bowl.
I can tell you, Craig, what those two situations have in common.
Go ahead.
It's that Green Bay didn't win shit for a long time, and then they started to get good. Chicago didn't win shit for a long time, and they started to get good.
Yeah.
And then Green Bay just kind of had this sustained level of just, you know, yeah, we're here, you know, we do pretty good. So, like, the fans just kind of stay there. There's no trajectory.
Well, I'll tell you what killed it really was Michael Vick. Michael Vick is he destroyed the Lambeau Field aura in that what was that was that a wild card game or was that a
think it was 0-1. I think it was a Saturday night.
Aura was also night. Aura was cold one of the names oh my of God, one of the he dogs just, he hung.
He single-handedly destroyed the aura of because up until then it was always nobody's beaten the Packers at home in a playoff game since 1912 or something like
but
that.
But even like, you know, when Freddie got traded, so what I remember is Freddie, like Wrigley just unannounced, founded upon themselves. Nobody came in thinking we're going to chant Freddie, and then it started, and they all just were like, oh, this is happening, let's do it. But in Wisconsin, we'd be like, oh, quiet down. You know, they tie up the series. It's game five. I go to that game. I don't talk about what happened. But shit, man. Nobody was into it like they were at Wrigley. Like, we just can't match it. We can't match it. And we don't want to match it. So I'm done trying. So my last gasp effort is make the old people sit in the fucking sun. and then the shaded part can be the young people that want to stand. All right. Anything else from you guys?
Nah.
Craigers.
Okay, no, Mom, I'm good.
Okay. Jake?
Yeah, I guess I just want to, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that it seems like the Giannis era might actually be over now. I think either in the next couple weeks or in the offseason, I think it's done. And that's all I got, man.
Boys, good love to see you both.
Yeah, it was good talking to you.
Craig.
And see you later.
Jake, see you, Craig. Craig and Jake, welcome members of the Winklerverse. Just want to talk a little bit more about the games today. We'll get more into this, too, on Monday. I'll go live with the great one, Carlos Ortiz. Jay says, only Craig did a Super Bowl pick. I mean, Seahawks, I guess. I don't like that it's New England. This sucks. We just did New England. Aren't we tired of watching the same teams all the time? New England. What is this, their 10th Super Bowl in 25 years? We're mad about baseball. Baseball's got more parity than this. They shouldn't, but they do. JR says, my forehead is massive. The pig says, your wife's a slut. Let's see how high does it go? How high does Bart's forehead go? Okay, let's find a little fun music for this. Nah, how about this? Okay, ready? How high does Bart's forehead go? Still going. Still going. Still going. Still going. Still going. How high does Bart's forehead go? When will the hairline start? Let's go. I think I see a little hair. Let's go. Just a little tiny hair. How high does my forehead go? My forehead's the size of my phone. How high? Still going. How high? Still going. How high does my forehead go? It's as big as my iPhone. How high? Rumble picks. I don't know. I hate that it's in Saudi Arabia. I'm excited that it's in the day, though. That's a good way to kill my kid. My kid wants to watch Rumbles all the time. And we're going to watch, so you can watch it during the day. I don't know. I thought the Broncos could win. Maybe they would have. Not going for that field goal was a mistake by Sean Payton. I wanted to see Jared Stidham, have this moment. I was talking to a buddy. He's like, hey, you shouldn't have a backup quarterback in the Super Bowl. I know what he's saying. But then again, Drake May had 86 yards. So, what? Jared Stidham at $133, threw a pick, threw a touchdown. They couldn't really get much going after the one drive they did have. I think Sean Payton, not very impressive. He talks a lot of shit, not able to back it up. So, screw you. New England against Seattle. Last time this happened, I rooted for New England. Remember that? Seattle beat us. Hosting the NFC Championship game at home again. Sam Darnold, 3 touchdowns to match Matt Stafford's 3 touchdowns. JSN, big night for him, $153. I'm trying to watch this game with eyes to see who I can take in my Super Bowl. I'm getting drilled. I had a bad DraftKings day. I got a buddy that got me into Kelce. I'll never do that again unless they want to pay me. Because I'm losing my ass there. I'm just losing on everything. Is Chuck ever on these from JR? Yeah, Freems has joined. No, he'll join. I'll try to get him on before spring training. I'll talk to Freems again. I think I've done 3 of these with Chuck. They're searchable on YouTube. They're searchable. Seahawks and Rams, I mentioned. No, thank you. No, thank you. So, Bucks are terrible. What? I'm not putting that up. All right, Bucks are terrible. Super Bowl is going to be terrible. Defensive coordinator is terrible. Brewers are terrible. But join me on my show. I do this 4 to 5 times a week. We'll be back with the Carlos episode around noon Central Time on Monday. Until then, thank you all for stopping into the Winklerverse. Well, let's yeah. Wait. Yeah, this one. Still going. Still going. Still going. I'm gonna wear a bald cap next time. I don't have to. Jesus Christ.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.